Sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green, enhancing the relationships with those you love. And the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. A travel mess up and down the East Coast with airline cancellations and flooded roads thanks to a mix of summer storms and Tropical Storm Debbie. New York City to the Carolinas hard hit.
Last night, a cold front triggered severe storms in New York and New Jersey ahead of Debbie's arrival later this week. New York City officials for the first time using a drone to transmit emergency weather alerts to residents.
Be prepared to leave your location if flooding occurs.
Debbie is expected to creep back onshore over South Carolina tomorrow. The storm could dump 8 inches of rain as far north as New England by this weekend.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. In the race for the White House, former President Trump appearing on Fox News this morning, blasting his Democratic rival Kamala Harris and her newly named running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, as too liberal. Both campaigns out on the trail today in battleground states. And overseas, the war between Russia and Ukraine intensifying, Ukraine launching a large-scale attack on Russia for the first time since the war began. This is ABC. A federal criminal complaint unsealed Tuesday shows a Pakistani national with purported ties to Iran arrested last month after attempting to hire a hitman. ABC's Aaron Katursky reports.
Prosecutors say Asif Merchant had just spent time in Iran before he flew to the U.S. in April.
In June of this year, the defendant met with several individuals in New York who he thought were hitmen, but who were in fact undercover law enforcement officers.
Agents following Merchant from Texas to New York. Sources tell ABC News no final target had been decided by the time Merchant was arrested as he prepared to leave the country July 12th, one day before a gunman opened fire on Trump at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Investigators have said they found no link between foreign operatives and the gunman who fired at Trump at a rally last month. One person is dead after a hotel in a German resort town collapsed late Tuesday. Authorities say they had rescued two women, a man, and a child from the debris. Eight remain trapped. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Peridot is the birthstone for August, a yellow-green gemstone, and it symbolizes good fortune, prosperity, emotional healing, and playfulness. Stop by Pamela's and take a look at Peridot Jewelry in both gold and silver and save 20% through the month of August at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
Today's forecast calls for a daytime high of 80, sunshine and southeast winds 3 to 8 miles per hour, partly cloudy with patchy fog possible tonight, a slight chance of a shower or two overnight, and a low of 58. Thursday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and sprinkles. Any rain that falls will result in just minor amounts, a high of 77. And Friday sounds nice for a walk with Grace, partly cloudy and breezy during the day, and a high of 72. In Richland Center, currently we're at 63 degrees after that low of 55. Today's morning show is next.
At U.S. Cellular, new and current customers can get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 6 or Z Flip 6 on us. Even you, early adopter.
But did you know they both come with Galaxy AI?
Galaxy AI? Maybe you should take my job.
New and current customers get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 6 or Z Flip 6 on us with Galaxy AI.
Not bad. I'm still going to do the tagline, though. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks, Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Don't miss the Super Summer Sales event happening at the Family Thrift Shop. Family Thrift Shop's Back to School Sale begins August 14th to 17th. All children's clothing, shoes, backpacks, and all size team sports apparel 50% off. Stop in often. New items are added daily. Shop smart, where your donations and purchases help support your local community. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street. Open Wednesday to Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there.
On our morning show from WRCO and WRCE, we are here to talk about the upcoming Richland County Fair. Richland County Fair and Recycling Coordinator Lyrica Marks is in the studio with us today. Good morning, Lyrica.
Good morning.
You kind of hit the ground running now. I'm sure that it's the month of August, it's time to get going, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We are actually less than a month away from the fair now, and it does not feel like it's that soon.
No doubt. Yeah, that just... When you said that, I'm thinking, no, we got a little time. But as we speak here, a month from now, we'll be right in the middle of the fair, won't we?
Yes, we will. Actually, a month from today is the day of the concert. So,
oh yeah,
very exciting. September 4th through 8th, but that's a month away. Lots of things are happening at the fairgrounds right now, trying to get everything sorted, getting all the final touches, organizational stuff done. But it's been phenomenal, and I've absolutely loved every part of it.
That's awesome. So you were hired in March, so you've had about half the time that a normal Richland County Fair coordinator would have, right?
Yes. So actually, most of the fairs, from what I've gathered so far, we start planning as soon as the fair ends for the following upcoming year. And for me, when I came in, I was hired at the end of February, started middle of March. So I had about... Seven months to plan this. And it's been a challenge. It's all brand new stuff that I haven't done before. But I've taken it every step of the way, every hurdle that's come along, I've gotten through, and it's been fun. I'm proud of everything that I've accomplished so far with it, and I can't wait to see what comes out of it.
The deadline for entries was August 1st, Lyrica. What do the numbers look like?
Well, we're still sorting through all of those, but the entries have closed. So we will be printing entry tags hopefully here in the next week or so, which we are very excited about. And then we can finally see like what's going on with all of them. We're also looking at our lactating dairy cattle because that's still been an issue. And we're trying to figure out how we're going to overcome that. We know that Crawford County has decided not to host them. Just because of the avian flu going around. And with all of the testing that has to be done, it's something that we want to discuss with each of the exhibitors.
So it sounds like you're taking a little bit of time to talk about that. You're not making a rash decision at this point.
Yes. Whether it was through our fair board meetings or me and like the 4-H extension people, we are really trying to figure out what the best move is. We do want everybody to feel heard as well. So it is something that we are trying to figure out as to the best of our ability.
Definitely. And I know numbers are pretty good in terms of the 4-H youth that display. It looks like maybe numbers could be up in that department.
That's what I'm hoping, at least. But I know that from what I've heard, so many people are so excited to come show what they're proud of. I'm excited to see everything and see what all of these exhibitors have put so much hard work and thought into.
You're working there quite regularly now, aren't you, at the fairgrounds behind the scenes?
I am. So usually my office hours were like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I was there 20 hours a week. However, I have been there every day for the last like week now, and I plan on it until the fair is over, just to make sure everything is set in stone, everything is done to the best of its ability. But I'm there 90% of the time now.
Well, that's good, getting it all organized and everything. And as always, I'm guessing you're looking for volunteers, aren't you?
We are. We actually are looking for volunteers in every area. If you can think of it, we probably need you. We are really looking for volunteers to help us with our cleanup committee right now. That's just such a huge project because after the fair, obviously, there's areas from the showing barns to the grandstand arena to basically the entire fairgrounds needs to be picked up because it doesn't just happen with the snap of a finger. And then we're also looking for volunteers, especially for our gates. We actually just set up our volunteer sign up, which is through Curesaters. However, the wonderful lady herself, Peg Call, is helping me with this. And so if anybody is interested in volunteering, we just ask that they call 608-583-4945, and she will be able to help you with that.
Direct you in the right area, or maybe you have a particular interest, she can get you a job.
She can. And then also just to, boost the incentive, we do have, for all of our volunteers, they do get a daily or a day pass for the fair for that day.
So that's a good deal. That's incentive there, right?
Yep.
So, well, let's talk about some of the other things going on, some of the extracurriculars, if you will, at the fair. What about the carnival and the rides? Going to be kind of the same as the past?
Yes, from what I understand, yes, it is. We are going through Mr. Ed's Magical Midways again, which they have been very good to work with. And we also have a fun program going on. We are partnering with the Brewer Library right now for a reading program, in which if you log 400 minutes of reading throughout the month of August, you are eligible to win a prize. There are posters at the fairgrounds and at the library for that, so if anybody has any questions, they can stop by and we can explain more on that. But along with that, we also have, I know Community First Bank was talking to me about handing out Freezy Pops again this year. Culver's will be donating the Scoopy tokens again this year, so we're really focusing on making sure that outside of the rides and the entertainment, we have all those individual things to give everybody something to look forward to and have fun with.
Is there an age limit on the reading program?
18 and under.
18 and under. Okay, that's a wide age group then, or a wide array of ages, I should say. When you look at the kids coming in then, is there a particular kids' day at the fair, Lyrica?
There is. That will be Saturday, the same day as our concert. We have so many events going on for them. We're going to have the carnival. The 4-H is also going to be putting on quite a few things for them. We also will have the balloon artists returning. So lots of things to look forward to.
There's always those entertainers, kind of in the connection building and different things like that. Yep. Do you have some of those lined up?
Right now, we are looking at mainly the 4-H people helping provide some of that entertainment. And then also, we had a face painter, sadly. She is not able to return this year due to personal reasons. However, I am still looking for that, so hopefully that will be also going on.
Are you looking for judges?
Actually, right now we are full on our judges. We actually have all of our judges completed. They're contracted. We are so excited. I'm excited to officially meet all of them, as I have been with most of the people that I've met so far.
That's awesome. So that's a good thing to have done, and look forward to that and the judging coming in. What about when you bring entries to the fair? What date is that? Is that
Every day? It depends.
Wednesday,
it probably depends on the day. For like photography, the judging for that actually begins on Wednesday. The cows will happen later on throughout the fair. I believe Wednesday is when we have all of our pigs and everything coming in. So it really just depends on the day. But it's all listed on our schedules, which are on the posters.
Let's talk a little bit about Ashley Ryan. The last time you were here, you brought the news that she was going to be on, and since that time, we actually had her, we did an interview with her over the phone. But what's the response been like, Erica, to the announcement of Ashley Ryan coming to the fair?
So nice. I actually have had so many people come up to me telling me that they're excited, not just like for that, but for the live music that they've been wanting around the area for so long. I've had people from other counties say that they're excited to come. And it was actually really fun. About a week ago, I had my younger sister visiting from Virginia, and we were driving in my car, and I ended up playing her song, Hush Little Baby. And I looked over, and she's sitting there singing it word for word. And I'm like, you know this song? And she goes, oh my gosh, I love Ashley Ryan. I'm like, do you really? And she goes, yeah, like me and my friends all listen to her. I'm like, wow, did you know she's who's coming to my fair in September? And she was like, no way. And she started like freaking out, asked me to get her autograph and everything. So that was really cool to see and know that she's actually making an impact nowadays and that she will be here. And she's been an absolute sweetheart to work with. So
it sounds like she is building that following, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I discovered her on Instagram, and it's really fun. I've been trying my best to get her music out there. If I'm going around places, I'll play her music wherever I'm at. If I'm driving in the car with my friends, I'll play her music, and just trying to get other people to play her music as well. And it's really fun to see, like, some of her songs come on, and people are like, oh, hey, we've actually heard this. Like, we know this song. I'm like, oh, really? Well, you should come to the fair.
So she's going to be on the Saturday night stage then?
She will be. I'm very excited. She will be getting here that Saturday. But they've been talking with me every step of the way. So I'm excited to meet her officially and to see what comes of it.
Will there be an opening act or is it just Ashley?
Actually, I did just get an opening act. Oh. It's the Cooley Outlaws, who are actually local to this area. I know that I've heard them play a few times. They are a decent band, and they will be providing the entertainment before she comes on, so I'm really excited for that.
And where are they out of? Do you know where they hail from?
I'm going to be honest, not off the top of my head. I believe it's the Viroqua area.
If they're the Cooley Outlaws, yeah. It's in the Cooley region. Then,
yeah.
Right? So that's really cool. So they'll open up and then full night of music, it sounds like.
Yep. So I'm very excited for it. I'm excited to see everybody dancing out there and singing and just having fun.
The next question I know that we'll get is, what about tickets?
So tickets, actually, all you have to do is pay for your fair entry ticket at the gate. It's for a daily price. It's $10 for adults, $5 for children. And then we don't charge for grandstands. So as long as you can get into the fair, you can get into all these fun events for free.
I believe that's a really good deal because, you know, there are some fairs where you have to pay gate and then you have to pay another entry fee to get to the grandstand entertainment. So you get all the entertainment for one price then.
Yes, you do. That's one of my favorite parts about it is that we don't charge for the grandstands just because I do think that the fair is to help families and friends and everybody make memories. And so I do like that all of that is available to them as soon as they enter.
Can you go over the grandstand entertainment? What's going to be in front of the grandstand each night then?
Well, so far it's only the tractor pull, which I'm also very excited about. I'm really excited to meet that crew. Tractor pull has been going on for many years, and it's a huge hit around here. People love it. People love to get involved with it. So I'm really excited for that. And then Ashley Ryan when she comes.
So the tractor pull on Friday night, I believe. And I've been told that they're getting down to the end of their season. So some of the pulls here that night are going to be really important because for their season points and everything.
Yes, it will be. It will be one of the last of the season. Also, everybody's last chance to watch. So I'm really hoping people come out to support all of them, give them their all of that fun stuff, as well as being able to just enjoy one of the last like big events of the summer.
Will there be harness racing this year? Typically, that's been on Sundays, I believe.
I do not believe this year, but mainly because I have yet to work on that.
Okay.
And as I go forward with the fairs in the future, like I said, I came in March, so it's been a bit of a hassle trying to get everything put together. But with where we are, I am very satisfied.
Okay. So we'll have more about that later. And anything else that you'd like to add? Things I know kind of pop up daily and, you know, as they do, certainly I know we'll be in contact, but anything you can think of?
Not off the top of my head, just that I am really excited to see not only how the fair turns out, but also meet everybody, see all these friends and families and kids and everybody just having fun and knowing how much it was worth it in the end.
If somebody has questions, how's the best way to contact you, Lyrica?
Like I said, I'm in my office every day. I love to meet people. Please stop by the office and come see me. Come meet me. Otherwise, you are always welcome to email me, if you have seen any of the posters, which are everywhere in town, all of my contact information is on there.
Weather-wise, hopefully it continues, but it's been kind of a dry streak now. That has to be good for the grounds.
So far, yes. I will be honest, I'm a bit anxious about that because I want all the rain to come now so that during the fair, it's all dry. But I'm hoping that during the fair, it stays like this and that it's sunny and bright and beautiful outside every day.
Yeah, we get all kinds of weather for the fair. We have through the years, that's for sure. Everything from frost to, we don't want it to be too hot either.
Nope. But we will have people on grounds 24/7. Hopefully the weather stays good that we don't have to worry about any emergencies, but I'm excited.
So entries are in, the ball is rolling, and again, volunteers can contact Peg Call. Is that
yes.
correct?
Yep, Peg Call.
She can hook you up.
She can. She is phenomenal.
She would love to hear from you.
Yes, she would.
All right, Lyric. Well, thanks for coming in and keep us posted on everything going on at the fair, okay?
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Lyrica Marks, who is Richland County Fair Coordinator, Recycling Coordinator for Richland County as well. And as Lyrica mentioned, Ashley Ryan coming to this year's Richland County Fair.
On his arm, you looked him up and down from behind the bar. You put your hand on his hand when he put down his car. Girl, we both know and linger just a little too long. Oh, no. Oh, honey, bless your heart. Already undid a couple buttons, pushing up them D's. My new Luke Cage.
Hell no.
If I see a number on the back of his coaster, I'ma put your pretty face on a missing person's poster.
That's Ashley Ryan, who will be coming to the Richland County Fair Saturday night, September 7th. As Lyrica mentioned, no fee to get into the grandstand. So once you're in the gate at the Richland County Fair, you'll be able to see that and the Cooley Outlaws to open up. Ashley Ryan, country music artist, coming all the way from Nashville by way of California, born in Corona, California, and grew up with a natural talent for writing poetry and playing guitar. She told us last week during the interview, and she really has evolved as a singer and songwriter, has written for some other artists, but now out on her own. And I could see her being a very good entertainer with great stage presence. Just judging by a conversation on the phone, very outgoing, and I'm guessing it'll be real personable, and we'll look forward to seeing her and meeting her on Saturday, September 7th at the Richland County Fair. 1 month from today. That is just extremely hard to believe. Thanks to Lyrica for being in and talking about all the things at the Richland County Fair. Again, you can reach her at the Richland County Fair office. Our morning show continues in just a little bit. And of course, always a place for political candidates at their request. We have had the three candidates seeking the congressional race. Three Democrats duking it out in the 24 primary race for Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district, where the winner will face off against incumbent Republican U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden. They've been through Richland Center a few times. We have featured the comments of Katrina Shanklin. She was in the studios a couple of weeks ago and sat down with Joanne. She'll be running against Rebecca Cook and also Eric Wilson. And Eric Wilson was on the phone with us earlier. We recorded an interview. We'll feature that coming up next on today's morning show.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Don't miss the Super Summer Sales event happening at the Family Thrift Shop. Family Thrift Shop's Back to School Sale begins August 14th to 17th. All children's clothing, shoes, backpacks, and all size team sports apparel 50% off. Stop in often, new items are added daily. Shop smart, where your donations and purchases help support your local community. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street. Open Wednesday to Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. See you there.
Adorable AKC registered short-haired pointer puppies are available. 6 weeks old, all liver color, great with kids and other dogs. Dad is a top-notch pheasant hunter. Just $800 each. Located in Highland, Wisconsin. Call 608-739-2950 for more information.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us. Operation Homefront, they've really been a blessing.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens. Fact, more than 1 in 4 high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. vaping is harmful to developing brains. The reason we think vaping is safe? Marketing. Same lies, different day. Tell Big Vape to quit lying.
On a morning show from WRCO, Eric Wilson is joining us. He is running for the 3rd Congressional District seat in our area. Eric, how are you doing these days?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on, Phil.
I presume you're kind of busy. We saw you the other day in Richland Center. You were making quite a wide swath of southwest Wisconsin that day.
Yeah, we are out and about pretty much everywhere throughout the district. So I was just in Stevens Point yesterday. We are in La Crosse today, and then ended up to the event for Harris and now Walz.
Right, that was announced this week. What is your take on the presumptive VP and looking at that that announcement this week, and what was your thought on that?
Yeah, I think it's great. I'm excited to have what I call a pragmatic progressive and someone from the Midwest to really represent us, and there's a ton of excitement in Minnesota, in Wisconsin, throughout the district. I think people are really excited about the combo.
Eric, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where were you born and raised?
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Menominee, Wisconsin. Well, actually born in Menominee and then raised in Bloomer. Went to school there, so just north of Eau Claire. I'm a 4-H kid. I played basketball and golf in high school. And so really, really out and about. Worked at my uncle's machine shop growing up. Worked at the golf course. Just kind of a typical rural kid, I guess.
So did you ever think in high school that maybe you'd be running for political office someday?
Absolutely not. this was not in my plan at all, but really, really felt called to step up and step into the chaos that we have and advocate for people.
What prompted you the most to want to do this and throw your hat in the ring?
Yeah, I think the initial thing for me was actually November of 2022, the Club Q shooting in Colorado Springs. And it was really the moment for me that was, my community will continue to get killed if we don't do something. And so I started asking myself, what can I do? And looked at state, looked at local. And really, when we're talking about responsible gun ownership, it's at a federal level. And so that kind of inspired me to start looking into it a little bit more. And then also using my background. So I went to school down in Madison. I studied economics down there. And then I moved up to Minneapolis and St. Paul to work in technology for a bit. So my background is I'm an IT project manager within healthcare specifically. And then I'm also licensed to do mortgages. And so I have a really good understanding of the housing industry as well. And so all of those kind of combination and seeing our communities continue to lose access to healthcare, continue to see a larger portion of people unhoused or struggling just to pay their house payment, I want to do something about it, and I want to fix the systems that are fighting against us and make sure that people aren't just trying to survive life, but that they're actually able to thrive and do the things that they want to be doing.
I know that one of the things you're running on is Medicare for All. How do you propose to do that?
Yeah, and it's going to be some systematic changes, but I think there's a lot of cost savings in it too. Instead of paying thousands of different people or insurance companies, we're paying just one. And it allows us to start expanding our health networks and make sure that rural communities have healthcare, because we're continuing to see where clinics are closing, hospitals are closing, and then you have to travel further and further away. And I mean, we're even seeing it in bigger cities or bigger areas like Eau Claire, where earlier this year, two major hospitals closed and 19 clinics. And so it's like, we wouldn't allow an electricity company to come in and just turn off 40% of the electricity in an area. But that's what's happening with our healthcare system, is if they can't make enough money, they just leave. But that doesn't help take care of people. And so that's where I want to use my experience and actually understanding how the insurance companies work and make their decisions and how the pharmaceutical companies make their decisions to be able to push back on those systems.
What about ceasefire in Gaza? I know that's another thing you've listed as one of your strategies.
Yeah, so the third district has six universities. And so talking about issues that are important to younger people is how we are going to win the third district. It's about 55,000 students. And so it's talking about a ceasefire. And really what I'm talking about is we need to stop the killing. There's a humanitarian crisis there. And I am definitely not an advocate for Hamas. They are a terror group. But we have to be holding our allies accountable in creating humanitarian crises. And so that's where this is a role that has international components to it. And on standing on our Wisconsin values of helping take care of people, that's why I have went forward and I've called for a ceasefire since, I believe it was January of this year. And I still stand by that.
You know, what do you see as kind of the big things that you can do? Because you've got a lot of voters that are on the fence. How do you get them off the fence and to kind of see things your way?
Yeah, I think it's talking about the issues that are important to them. We see it over and over again where people's number one issue is health care and that it's too expensive. And it's also talking about housing. It's talking about climate, how it's impacting farms. How we're continuing to see big corporations come into the district and squeeze us for all they can. And then when they're done, they leave. And really, we need an advocate in Washington to push back and to say enough is enough. And that we deserve better than what big corporations are doing to us. And that's why if you see on my signs out there, it says people over profits. Because I truly believe that we need to get back to the people component of governing, and that's what representation is supposed to be. And so I'm also running a positive vision campaign and not getting into some of the mudslinging that you've seen and the chaos, and it's both sides are doing it right now. But I am also out there talking to people and showing up, because I think it's important that we get back to actually having conversations with each other. The bickering is not helpful for anyone, and it doesn't move our country forward. And that's where I'm accessible to people, and I understand that we're not going to agree on everything. But at the end of the day, I am representative of everyone within the district. And I think that's the mindset, and that's the type of representation that we need and that will help move us forward as a community.
Third Congressional District candidate Eric Wilson is our guest on The Morning Show. You spoke of responsible gun ownership. What's your vision there, Eric?
Yeah, it's simple things of universal background checks. If we need to have a background check to get a job, I think it's reasonable that we can have a background check to get a gun. I think it's safe storage is another one for me, and that helps in a lot of regards. I think there's a mental health crisis that's happening right now. And if we don't have access to mental health services from our healthcare system, I want to make sure that we're protecting people, that we're also protecting kids. Guns are actually the number one killer of kids in Wisconsin and across the nation. And I want to make sure that we aren't having accidents that could be prevented just by some reasonable laws.
You're a young candidate, obviously, and some of the people you're talking to are quite a bit older than you. How do you go about trying to convince them to see things your way?
Well, I am actually the youngest of six kids. So my dad will be 78 here in September, and my oldest half-brother is 55. And so it gives me a unique perspective as well, because I'm able to talk across generations and understand how they have approached things in the past. My dad is one of my core advisors, and I ask him of how did you get through the 70s? How did you get through the 60s? What were the components that were happening, and how'd you get through it? Or what worked, what didn't work? And I think that's the type of communication and understanding what people's priorities are in whatever stage of life they are in, and listening. And we need to reopen those types of conversations, because it's truly not a generation versus a generation. We are all in this together, and healthcare impacts everyone. Housing impacts everyone. The climate impacts everyone. And so it's talking about these issues in a collective way rather than kind of pitting each other against each other.
On the other side, I saw a recent poll where, you know, a majority of voters are a little bit older. How do you convince the youth to get out there, that younger voter, to get out there to the polls?
Yeah, it's talking about their issues. And it's representation from a younger voice, too, is being like, hey, I've gone through the same experiences that you have. I'm fighting for us. Like, come join me and let's go fix some of the problems that we have together. And it's talking about their issues, too. It's responsible gun ownership. It's the climate. It is talking about student loan debt. And it's talking about access to education and retirement. And those are things that are important to not only the young generation, but also the older generation. And that's how we get people engaged and excited. I think the new kind of transition at the top of the ticket has definitely helped. People are excited about Harris. People are excited about now Walz. And that kind of helps build all of this energy that we are pushing into the end of the year and to November.
I know you haven't talked about your opponents, and I appreciate that, kind of talking about what you will do. But what do you feel sets you apart from the other two candidates in the upcoming primary, Eric?
Yeah, I am running a very